The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let's talk about the Lewis, first of all, and the late night Lewis, or rather the lack of a late night Lewis. So the Lewis doesn't run between 1am and 5am. And the Transport Minister and Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, had asked the National Transport Authority, the NTA, to look into the possibility of extending their hours of operation. But the NTA have said no. They say they need those hours for maintenance on the line. But our punter is happy. Our reporter Sarah Madden has been speaking to Lewis users to see if they would like a late night Lewis.
Yeah, I'd love to take out 24 hours. There's no taxis these days in the middle of the night, so definitely for young people. Yeah.
You could be partying on it though, so you'd have to have a
security
guard, you know.
We don't mind as long as we're home from 9 o'clock tonight.
Because people's needs are different and they come and go at different times. And it's safer to have a public service transport than just getting home by yourself.
Yes, definitely.
Why?
Because I work late hours in a pub and I don't finish until 3:30 in the morning. So that's kind of when I need to go home and I have to get like a cab every night, which is very expensive. So I would much rather if the Lewis was 24/7.
Would you be worried about kind of, I don't know, antisocial behaviour or a bit of loutery?
We have buses that go 24/7 and I just don't see why, I mean, the Lewis shouldn't.
Yeah, antisocial behaviour, that sort of stuff, yeah. I think that could be a recipe for trouble, all right.
I'm not sure, actually. I've been to major capital cities around Europe and not many of them go 24 hours. So possibly not, no, I don't think so. And I'm not sure if the traffic would be there to justify the expense to keep it running at that hour of the night.
So it would have to pay for itself?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what some punters anyway using the Lewis had to say to our reporter Sarah Madden. Brian Caulfield is Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin. Brian, are you disappointed that the NTA have said no to this?
Yeah, a little bit disappointed because I think it could really, you know, change the way the city operates at nighttime. And I'm not entirely convinced by their excuse for not running it for 24 hours, you know, the maintenance and cleaning, etc. I don't think it should take that amount of time.
Yeah, I think 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. it doesn't run. So it's 4 hours of maintenance. I mean, 4 hours of maintenance every single night of the year would suggest that the line has kind of fallen to bits.
And it can't be. It's only 18 years old. And like if you compare it against the tram system in Melbourne that operates 24-hour service, it's over 130 years old. You know, that's where that kind of argument about maintenance and upkeep kind of they lose traction.
The fear that some people maybe expressed is, well, Brian, in the Voxer, the concern rather than fear about antisocial behaviour. Do you suspect maybe that came into play as well? I mean, it is something that the NTA have had to contend with, these calls for dedicated transport police with arguments about antisocial behaviour during kind of broad daylight hours on the red line, that, you know, maybe there are some in the NTA HQ who think this would be a nightmare to try and police at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think you might be right. I think that might be something that the NTA and the Transdev, the operator, are a little bit afraid of. And I think we also that prime time expose on the kind of violence that's happening on public transport. And to me, you know, as somebody that advocates for more public transport, it's low-hanging fruit that we should have some sort of a police service there, because, you know, every time that you see something like this, it's more likely to knock you off going on public transport. And I suspect if more members of the Dáil took public transport, I'd say this might be a higher priority. But kind of, I think outside of the antisocial behaviour, I think the other big issue about it running 24 hours will be noise. That you'll find that people that live along the Lewis line won't want a tram going by every 30 minutes, you know, from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Mm. So I think that will be another thing that will come out.
Despite that, I mean, one of the Lewis users who Sarah spoke to there suggests that he had been to capitals all over Europe and very few of them have 24-hour public service, public transport services. Is that right?
It's not right when it comes to buses. I looked across the UK there earlier when I was talking to a researcher, and yes, in the UK, very few tram systems run 24 hours. But if you look onto the continent, if you look at Berlin or Cologne, or as I mentioned already, Melbourne, they all run 24-hour services. It's not every 3 or 4 minutes. It's one every half an hour. So I don't see why we can't trial it. We're afraid of trialing things in this city, and I don't see why we can't trial it to see what the impact is. Or when we know there's a big event in the city, like at All Ireland or something like that, that we have the trains running, we have the trams running in greater frequency.
Hazel Chu is with us as well, a Green Party a Dublin City Councillor and former Lord Mayor as well. Hazel, are you disappointed?
I am. I think, to Brian's point, if we are to build for a better city, we need to expand on services. And through the nighttime economy and the report that came out, we were very clear that to get people working in the nighttime industry and to attract more people to come for support the nighttime economy, you had to have good transport services. And the NTA sat on that committee and they know the results of that report, which is we need 24-hour service. To your point here on about other cities, one of your callers saying other cities don't have this. Well, London has this, New York has this, and if you want to compare cities that are similar sizes, Copenhagen has it, Helsinki has it, Sofia has it, they have lines, Prague has it, where they have tram lines that run 24 hours on certain days, and in the larger cities they run 24 hours during the week as well. The argument about safety, that was the argument people used to give about the buses and night service, and we still managed to push out night links, and we have now 13 night links that operate on Fridays and Saturdays, and they run and they are safe and they provide people safe public transport. Why cannot the Lewis do the same?
The cities you mentioned, yeah, some of them have it 24/7, others on specific days. And to Brian's point, is that what we should be looking at, trialing it at weekends initially, maybe?
Absolutely. I think trial, like Brian said, we have this adversity of trialing stuff, and we really do. I think we were a lot braver during COVID to trial certain things between pedestrianisation and transport methods because we knew we had to. And this is now post-COVID, building a better city. We have to. And it's not about just nighttime economy or people going out. It's about health workers and other workers in different industries that need nighttime transport. When you have nurses or cleaning staff or doctors coming off shift, you want to make sure that they have safe transport to get home to. So, and it's only fair of us to make sure that we push for that. And that's something we have pushed for with NTA, and they need to look at, instead of come back to say, listen, there's 4 hours here that we need to clean and maintain a Lewis line. 4 hours is a very long time. Why can't that be cut to 2 hours for service and maintenance between 3 and 5 instead? So, yeah. And why can't it be trialled, say, for 2-3 days a week and see if it works?
Yeah, Damien in Dublin texted in and he said, essential maintenance can only be done at night, i.e. overhead line, major faults or minors or even preventative measures. And Damien's absolutely right, of course. But Brian, I assume the point is that not every line needs essential major or even minor work every single night of the year. And in other countries where they do have 24-hour services, they do maintenance work as well. But people just get an alert on their phone, or it's on the radio or on the television or it's somewhere else to say, yeah, the Circle line is not running between midnight and 4 a.m. on the following 5 dates.
Yeah, exactly. And we get that anyway. Sometimes certain parts of the Lewis track don't work, and this bus operates between different stops during the day. So again, you know, I don't think the argument holds a huge amount of water, especially when you consider the age of the tram network in Dublin. And as I said already, you know, that there are much older systems that have been pushed a lot further. And like, you know, we do need a vibrant city, and we also need to be very mindful of climate change. The amount of taxis that are running around on diesel and petrol, ferrying people home, and people that are getting stranded in the city, you know. I think we have the most cleanest form of public transport in the Lewis. We should be making the absolute most of it. It costs us enough.
Hazel as well, I mean, the concern, and you touched on this, the concern that some have about antisocial behaviour late at night, I guess that's maybe kind of focusing on the possible outbreak of rows on a Lewis line, and it ignores the fact that, you know, not having decent public transport leads to antisocial behaviour, or rather lends itself, maybe is fairer, to some antisocial behaviour in town as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And you can see that on certain weekends when there are large queues forming and people all being a bit testy because they can't get home. And that argument, as I said, about antisocial behaviour on the Lewis line, saying, well, that's the risk. That's the same argument they had about buses, yet Lightnings are still able to operate and operate safely. So until there is the data that shows that the antisocial behaviour would happen at the nighttime Lewis line, until they trial it and prove it, I don't think they can realistically use it as an argument. Equally with the maintenance argument, that was the argument that was used in the London Underground up until 2016. And then they realised, well, we do have to have a night tube. So they rerouted routes and use other routes for scheduled maintenance. And that's something we can do here as well.
Yeah, all the talk of the late night, Lewis, says one listener on 5316. Have we no hope of a late night Dart? I think everybody, certainly in this conversation, would be in agreement that we need more late night public transport options, whether they are the Lewis, the Dart, or indeed more Nightlink coaches. Hazel Chu is a Green Party Dublin City Councillor, former Lord Mayor. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. Somebody else has gotten in touch to complain about my use of the phrase Kerry of all places when referring to Tom Cruise's visit. What's that supposed to mean, Kieran? I bet you wouldn't be so smart if Tom Cruise went to Kilkenny. Kerry's one of the most beautiful places in Ireland. From a highly insulted Kerry listener, far be it from me to insult Kerry. I'm just back from the kingdom. We spent a week down there in July, one of our favourite places in the world. But you're right. I mean, Tom Cruise really should go to Kilkenny if he was going anywhere. 53106. Keep your texts coming.
The absolute most of it. It costs us enough.
Hazel as well, I mean, the concern, and you touched on this, the concern that some have about antisocial behaviour late at night, I guess that's maybe kind of focusing on the possible outbreak of rows on a Lewis line, and it ignores the fact that, you know, not having decent public transport leads to antisocial behaviour, or rather lends itself, maybe is fairer, to some antisocial behaviour in town as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And you can see that on certain weekends when there are large queues forming and people all being a bit testy because they can't get home. And that argument, as I said, about antisocial behaviour on the Lewis line, saying, well, that's the risk. That's the same argument they had about buses. Yet Lightnings are still able to operate and operate safely. So until there is the data that shows that the antisocial behaviour would happen at the nighttime Lewis line, until they trial it and prove it, I don't think they can realistically use it as an argument. Equally with the maintenance argument, that was the argument that was used in the London Underground up until 2016. And then they realised, well, we do have to have a night tube. So they rerouted routes and use other routes for scheduled maintenance. And that's something we can do here as well.
Yeah, all the talk of the late night, Lewis, says one listener on 5316. Have we no hope of a late night Dart? I think everybody, certainly in this conversation, would be in agreement that we need more late night public transport options, whether they are the Lewis, the Dart, or indeed more Nightlink coaches. Hazel Chu is a Green Party Dublin City Councillor, former Lord Mayor. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. Somebody else has gotten in touch to complain about my use of the phrase Kerry of all places when referring to Tom Cruise's visit. What's that supposed to mean, Kieran? I bet you wouldn't be so smart if Tom Cruise went to Kilkenny. Kerry's one of the most beautiful places in Ireland. From a highly insulted Kerry listener, far be it from me to insult Kerry. I'm just back from the kingdom. We spent a week down there in July, one of our favourite places in the world. But you're right. I mean, Tom Cruise really should go to Kilkenny if he was going anywhere. 53106. Keep your texts coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.